Brilliance Audio presents Breathless by Dean Kuntz, performed by Jeffrey Cummings. A moment before the encounter, a strange expectancy overcame Grady Adams, a sense that he and Merlin were not alone. In good weather and bad, Grady and the dog walked the woods and the meadows for 2 hours every day. In the wilderness, he was relieved of the need to think about anything other than the smells and sounds and textures of nature, the play of light and shadow, the way ahead, and the way home. Generations of deer had made this path through the forest toward a meadow of grass and fragrant clover. Merlin led the way, seemingly indifferent to the spoor of the deer and the possibility of glimpsing the white flags of their tails ahead of him. He was a 3-year-old, 160-pound Irish wolfhound, 36 inches tall, measured from his withers to the ground, his head higher on a muscular neck. As the path approached the edge of the woods, the sunshine beyond the trees suddenly looked peculiar. The light turned coppery, as if the world, bewitched, had revolved toward sunset hours ahead of schedule. With a sequined glimmer, afternoon sun shimmered down upon the meadow. As Merlin passed between two pines, stepping on to open ground, a vague apprehension, a presentiment of pending contact, gripped Grady. He hesitated in the woodland gloom before following the dog. In the open, the light was neither coppery nor glimmering, as it had appeared from among the trees. The pale blue arch of sky and emerald arms of forest embraced the meadow. No breeze stirred the golden grass, and the late September day was as hushed as any vault deep in the earth. Merlin stood motionless, head raised, alert, eyes fixed intently on something distant in the meadow. The back of Grady's neck still prickled. The perception lingered that something uncanny would occur. He wondered if this feeling arose from his own intuition or might be inspired by the dog's tension. Standing beside the immense hound, seeking what his companion saw, Grady studied the field, which gently descended southward to another vastness of forest. Nothing moved, until something did. A white form, supple and swift, and then another. The pair of animals appeared to be ascending the meadow less by intention than by the consequence of their play. They chased each other, tumbled, rolled, sprang up, and challenged each other again in a frolicsome spirit that could not be mistaken for fighting. Where the grass stood tallest, they almost vanished, but often they were fully visible. Because they remained in motion, however, their precise nature was difficult to define. Their fur was uniformly white. They weighed perhaps 50 or 60 pounds, as large as mid-sized dogs. But they were not dogs. They appeared to be as limber and quick as cats, but they were not cats. Although he'd lived in these mountains until he was 17, though he had returned 4 years previously at the age of 32, Grady had never before seen creatures like these. Powerful body, tense, Merlin watched the playful pair. Having raised him from a pup, having spent the past 3 years with little company other than the dog, Grady knew him well enough to read his emotions and his state of mind. Merlin was intrigued, but puzzled, and his puzzlement made him wary. The unknown animals were large enough to be formidable predators if they had claws and sharp teeth. Merlin seemed to be unafraid. When the white-furred creatures were 60 or 70 feet away, they became aware of being watched. They halted, raised their heads. The birdless sky, the shadowy woods, and the meadow remained under a spell of eerie silence. Grady had the peculiar notion that if he moved, his boots would press no sound from the ground under him, and that if he shouted, he would have no voice. To get a better view of man and dog, one of the white creatures rose, sitting on its haunches in the manner of a squirrel. Grady wished he had brought binoculars. As far as he could tell, the animal had no projecting muzzle. Its black nose lay in nearly the same plane as its eyes. Distance foiled further analysis. Abruptly, the day exhaled. A breeze sighed in the trees behind Grady. In the meadow, the risen creature dropped back onto all fours, and the pair raced away, seeming to glide more than sprint. Their sleek white forms soon vanished into the golden grass. The dog looked up inquiringly. Grady said, "Let's have a look."